At a 98.5 in with Edward, it is the brilliant Earth Tongue with a tune called Astonishing Comet, and they have recently put out a video for that one. Now, we should, with a little bit of luck, have on the telephone line with us Zilka from New Zealand Musician Magazine. Are you there?
Hi there. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing very well indeed. Now, you are the editorial head, I believe, at New Zealand Musician Magazine. It's such a unique, varied and wonderful publication. It's part news and reviews, part trade guide, part tutorial, a really fine resource both online and at newzealandmusician.co.nz in print. I believe founded way back in 1988. Am I correct in saying that?
Don't quote me on that. I never counted. I know it's been over 30 years. I've been only here for around 10 years, so it's a little bit shorter for me personally.
Now, it would be fair to say perhaps the point of difference is there in the name. So it's targeted specifically at musicians rather than music consumers and fans?
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, we don't send anyone away. We love anyone who listens, who reads about what we write. But I guess the difference is that we try to not talk down to people and appreciate the technical stuff and the nerdy nitty-gritty that goes into making music and the music business.
It's all very important. It makes such a difference. Now, back in 2017, it looked like the end of the road for the physical magazine, but we still do see a copy twice a year. Am I right in saying that?
That's right. I mean, except 2020, because 2020 sucked for everyone.
Well, it's been under siege, hasn't it?
It's been a funny one. But we're actually just working on a print issue right now with deadlines coming up, and I'm interrupting my frantic week to have a talk to you guys, which is exciting.
We're very grateful to have you on board with us. So it's been, print's been under siege. Sweet Tooth hasn't been any help, really. So it must be kind of a relief, though, to get back to work on the new edition. And when are we expecting that to be distributed out to all the fine places that we can pick up New Zealand Musician Magazine?
Well, if all goes to plan, it should be, it's a difference between Auckland and Christchurch because we have to send it down to you guys. Let's think about Christchurch. So I think it should be there in the first week of December, if all goes to plan. Hopefully in record shops and music places, the usual spots. But it's going to be online as well eventually. I mean, it's a free magazine, so we try to make it really available.
We don't have too long to wait. It's always available here at RDU Studios as well, whenever editions are out in print. Now, you're an Auckland-based publication, of course, but you've never just stayed in the 09. True to the title and featuring artists' length and breadth of our great land, I know Anthony Limbrick of Wellington's currently featured online. And Nadia Reid, Astair and Soaked Oats, so you've got Wellington, Dunedin again, or represented as physical cover stars in the last little while. It's we do appreciate that an Auckland publication stays true to New Zealand, that's for sure.
You know, it's actually quite hard because, of course, we don't get the full insights on what's happening in Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington, and so forth. But I actually, and I don't know if you know this, but I hard out stalk you guys and Radio 1 and Radioactive for the things you play to find out about stuff that I wouldn't get an email about necessarily, like, because we do want to know what's happening in the other cities.
Well, we're very honoured here at RDU. We're very honoured in that. Now, of course, between...
Anyway, your playlist is on fire.
Shout out to the curators. They are doing a superb job for us, absolutely. But to borrow from a Kiwi classic in 6 months in a leaky boat, there is still a bit of a tyranny of distance between Auckland and where you're based in Christchurch. COVID-19's furthered that, at least physically. But our listeners can perhaps help with that. I understand you're always on the lookout for contributors. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we are, I mean, you know, there's kind of unfortunately no money in what we do, but we love to collect people who know and love music, study music, maybe students, people who are just really keen on writing about music to write for us. And basically, if you're in Christchurch and you're keen, you would be like one of our little spies, keeping your eyes open on what's happening and maybe telling me about what's happening, the music, and maybe doing some interviews, face-to-face interviews for us on site.
It's an absolute win-win as well, because whether you're studying at university or looking to improve the CV, it's a feather in the cap and a CV boost for any aspiring writers. Uni students probably got a bit more time on their hands after exams, but it also means that your friends or your own band even, or what your musical projects or people around here, everyone's got their ears to the ground, they'll be able to get that out to a wider audience, Zilka.
Yeah, totally. And we are hard out nepotistic, you know, like Sam Dunley of and some who's been on the show just before, right? Like, so I always try to support him however I can.
And we do love that. So how can anyone who might like to contribute to New Zealand Musician get in touch with you? What's the best way to get in contact and share some work and some mm-hmm. passion for the music scene around this country?
Well, best probably to go to our website and just have a look at the contact corner. Like, there should be a link at the top saying contact. And I mean, we're really only two people. So you just find me, who is not Richard, and then you just send me an email.
There we go. So that's newzealandmusician.co.nz. And just while I have that's got right. you here, I just wanted to take the opportunity, really. I haven't met you, but your reputation in the best possible way precedes you. You've been a major supporter of...
Oh, that's so lovely.
You've been a major supporter of grassroots music in New Zealand. Work at New Zealand Musicians has been tireless. Your passionate advocacy for local acts across formerly at our sister station, BFM, and countless great shows over the years you've been the door person for. So I did just want to say we can't do it without people like you, Zilke.
Oh, man, thank you. That's so sweet. I feel I'm doing it because I'm selfish, because I feel like I get to hear all the great music and, you know, get to be involved a little bit in my own way. And it's just such a pleasure. It's so wonderful.
We all do the winning there. So it's so I better ask, are we getting near those vexing end-of-year lists? We're sitting here in mid-November. Is there anything in particular you've loved this year? Any real highlight of an album, especially from New Zealand, of course, being that you're editorial head at New Zealand Musician Magazine?
I mean, I'm like the whitest chick around, if you saw me. But I must say, this year has been really strong for hip-hop and R&B. And there was this Wellington hip hop guy under the name of Induna, and he's done this beautiful EP that I've been really into, and it's just so real and about life experiences of growing up in South Africa, I think it is, and it's been really cool. I've been listening to that quite a lot. That was out in February or March, and I still well, he played Earth Tongue before. That was last year, but I'm still kind of stuck on that one, I must say.
Oh, they've just toured through Christchurch on the 12th, and I'm absolutely kicking myself. I missed that show. I'm going.
Oh, you should. They're so great live. I was so thrilled when I saw them live for the first time.
Gussie's an incredible guitarist, no question about it. I did catch you with Mermaidens at Nostalgia Fest. It was superb. Well, thank you very much for joining us today here on the Wednesday Drive Show. And we need to get
so
along.
Nice to have you. Thank you.
And we need to get along to newzealandmusician.co.nz, not only to check out the fine content that you have put together for us, but if you would like to contribute to that fine content, we would love to have Cantabrians, Christchurch, RDU fans and listeners involved. Absolutely.
Yes, please. Email me.
So that's what we want to do. We want to get people to newzealandmusician.co.nz to contribute. A huge thanks to Zilke for your work over
Thank
the
you,
years
Andrew.
And to for joining us today. I'm going to play one of my highlights. This is El Spicy by Ryan Fisherman from right here in Canterbury. Thanks again.
Oh, Ryan Fisherman, great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.